This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you've driven in Europe, the UK, Ireland, you know what to do when you're driving along and come to a roundabout. Well, not everyone. Remember that scene in National Lampoon's European Vacation? The one where Clark and family enter a huge roundabout in London and can't get out?
I guess what we do is just drive around this circle here. It should be the second left exit. There's the hotel. Hey, look, kids! There's Big Ben and there's Parliament!
There it is, there it is, there it is!
I know. I can't seem to get over to the left, honey. I'll try next time. Sorry. We'll get out of this jam in a minute. Kids! Big Ben! Parliament! Again.
Michigan drivers are starting to get more familiar with roundabouts. And now a new type has appeared in our state, the urban roundabout. The first two recently opened in Ypsilanti. Mark McCullough is a senior project engineer with the Washtenaw County Road Commission. Mark, let's all get on the same page here. What's the difference between a roundabout and an urban roundabout?
It's smaller in size from a traditional roundabout. In fact, it's about 50 feet less in diameter. Reason being is that we had the ability to right-size the intersection for this type of a roundabout in order to reduce costs. But in addition to having what they have out there with the flat, flush center island that's made of concrete, the approaches still provide the proper deflection that a traditional larger roundabout would provide for the entry speeds coming in. So that's what makes them unique from other roundabouts that we're used to seeing.
So smaller, and the center part you're saying is basically flat?
It is relatively flat, yes. There is some grade to it. Reason being that it's flat is that because it's smaller in diameter, the larger size trucks still need to be able to traverse through the intersections. It provides them an opportunity to drive directly over it to turn left through a right, depending upon the size of their vehicle and which direction they're going. So that's what makes them unique and very successful.
Mark, what does this urban roundabout give you as compared with the traditional stop sign or stoplight?
To the average driver, what I'm hearing, it's just a roundabout to them, which is great. That's kind of what the message we want to get across to them. For us, as engineers, because it's smaller in size, it's less land that we need. So therefore, it translates into fewer impacts to property owners, less money that's needed for right-of-way expense to purchase the land to build it, and also fewer materials needed for construction, which makes it faster to build. So all the way around, win-win.
And what do we get in terms of safety?
When designed correctly, the entry speeds are designed so that it slows everyone down to a point where eliminating those high-speed T-bone collisions that we're used to and accustomed to seeing at the signalized intersections. Red light, someone's trying to beat it, they hit the gas. They could be going 55 or higher. They T-bone someone, and that can have deadly consequences. With the roundabout, we're basically eliminating that. And in exchange for that, if there is a collision out there, it is at lower speeds and typically at side swipes with people already circulating within the roundabout. It makes them much safer.
And do you think it changes driver behavior if people aren't worrying about there's a light coming, you're going to be able to move? So is that what you're seeing, that kind of it impacts the general approach that a driver might have?
Yeah, I think for the most part, people are grasping the hang of them. What I found over the going on close to 10 years now of being in the roundabout game, it's pretty much right down the middle, 50-50. They're like the New York Yankees. You either love them or you hate them. The people that love them, they say they're efficient, they're great, they don't have to wait anymore. Whereas the other people, there's a handful of reasons, but I think the two major ones is change. People dislike or fear change. And two, people just don't feel comfortable because they don't have that green light available to tell them to stop or go, because the roundabout forces them to make that decision when they should enter into the roundabout. But for the most part, I'd say they're a success, yes.
Now, I got to wonder, what kind of challenges do roundabouts pose for pedestrians, particularly disabled pedestrians, and even more particularly the blind and visually impaired?
Yes, it is a challenge from that standpoint. Now, for most able-bodied pedestrians, the roundabout is significantly better for them. And the reason being is that when you look at the layout of a roundabout, they have what we call the splitter islands, or the entryway, into the roundabout. And what that center portion does is it offers them a place of refuge so that pedestrian can focus on one direction of traffic at a time, whereas with a two-lane roadway or more, they have to cross multi-lanes all at once. That, from a standpoint, is better for the pedestrian and also the slower speeds. Hmm. Now, from the standpoint of a person with disabilities, it is a challenge. And we as engineers have acknowledged that. And at a national level, we're investigating what remedies we can offer take roundabouts to the next level to improve the safety benefits for all the pedestrians that would encounter that, especially in urban areas.
Have solutions been tried and tested in Europe where they're much further down the road in using roundabouts than we are?
One thought that's out there is to put pedestrian signals at the roundabouts where it's pedestrian activated and it only would turn red when a pedestrian hits a push button. That's been kicked around a little bit. It has been tried. I don't know the success rate of those signalized intersections. I know that's something that the Department of Justice and the Federal Highway Administration is investigating. They've been talking about implementing that for quite some time now, but to date, it's still not a requirement or guidelines that have still not been produced for us engineers to put out there for these designs. So it's kind of a wait-and-see approach we're still taking.
Mark, what's the general feeling about the success of roundabouts throughout the state?
I think the general success is people have less waiting from a standpoint when they come up to a light that they're used to with a lot of congestion, and sometimes they have to wait multi-cycles to get through. They can get through the intersection much faster, especially during off-peak hours. So from that, it's a success. For people that are pro-environment, and we all should be pro-environment, it does have less idling time at the intersection, so it's fewer emissions into the atmosphere. From those two standpoints, I think it's a pretty big success to implement roundabouts. But I also like to say that roundabouts are never a silver bullet. They should not be everywhere. They have a place for them, and there are times where we should be sticking with either stop signs or traffic signals. It's important that they only be placed at intersections that make sense.
What do we as drivers need to do to get the most out of roundabouts in this state?
As a driver, the most important thing is yield to circulating traffic, especially when there's a multi-lane roundabout, meaning two lanes entering, two lanes circulating. It's important to yield to the people onto the left for both lanes. Never assume that the person is going to make a turn left or circling through because sometimes they're exiting, especially in the furthest lane. So take your time, be patient. Sometimes it's advantageous to use your turn signal when you're in there to alert other drivers what you're doing.
Yeah, I can say that I know that there are still some drivers, just based on personal experience, that don't quite have the hang of it. I've had a couple of white-knuckle moments when you think someone's going to do something and they don't. So you still need to give it that extra beat of caution as you would going through a signalized intersection.
Well, that's true. I mean, when you come up to a red light, it's advantageous for all of us when it turns green not to just blindly assume that the person approaching is going to stop. With roundabouts, I think it's really no different. Always be defensive as a driver. Understand that sometimes people aren't going to yield at the yield sign. I know that's one of the biggest complaints that we hear. People don't understand the meaning of yield. I think as more roundabouts come into play, people will get the hang of the yield. With further education, whether it be driver's ed, whether that be through pamphlets, whether that be through television ads, more and more drivers will feel comfortable moving forward with the roundabouts that we put in.
Mark McCullough is a senior project engineer with the Washtenaw County Road Commission. It was Washtenaw County which recently unveiled and opened the first two in Michigan compact urban roundabouts. They were in Ypsilanti. Thanks for talking with us today, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me.